You're listening to Nightmare on Film Street. The current time is 6:66. Traffic is clear ahead from here to the afterlife, but it's hell outside. For the next hour, you're on Nightmare Time. So, let's give a grave welcome to our hosts, John and Kim.
Hello again, fiends, and welcome to Nightmare on Film Street, the horror movie podcast for the casually obsessed. I'm John, and I'm doing the intro by myself this week. Unfortunately, Kim could not join me to record the intro. She is in the rest of the episode, don't worry. We all know she's the star of the show. You're tuning in to hear her make fun of my nerdy stuff. But we are joined today by director Gigi Saul Guerrero to talk about her new film, Bingo Hell, which just celebrated its world premiere at Fantastic Fest in Austin, Texas. Bingo Hell stars a whole cast of just badass older ladies taking down this evil, possibly supernatural villain, played expertly by Richard Brake, who you will no doubt recognize from Rob Zombie's 31, or Rob Zombie's 3 from Hell. He's also the chemist in Mandy. Bingo Hell is part of the Welcome to the Blumhouse double feature event. It's a 2-week event. It's 4 movies coming at you on Amazon Prime. Bingo Hell kicks the whole thing off this week with another film called Black as Night, which is a vampire story set in New Orleans. It would make a great double bill. Both of these movies would make a great double bill with Vampires versus the Bronx. It's really fun. It's really gooey. It's got some great practical effects. And that hits Amazon Prime this Friday, October 1st. Next week, you can enjoy Madras and the Manor. We're actually going to be talking next week on the podcast with Axel Carolyn, the writer-director of the Manor. So heads up for both of these episodes that there are, you know, mild spoilers. We don't really get into anything that would ruin your experience of the movie, seeing it for the first time. But if you're looking to go in absolutely blind, maybe just save this for after you watch the movie. Like I said, it will be coming out tomorrow, October 1st, so you don't have to wait very long. But, you know, without further ado, please enjoy our conversation with writer-director Gigi Saul Guerrero.
I look around this beautiful community of yours. You know what I see? Each and every one of you has a big dream. We all have that one thing we still yearn for. They say money can't buy you happiness. I disagree.
Looks like a goddamn casino.
Welcome to the game.
Are you feeling lucky?
Ese hombre es a snake.
Bingo! I got Bingo!
I'm gonna be a winner.
Are you feeling lucky?
We are all that's left.
We have to do something.
What's the plan, Granny?
Should I grab my shotgun?
Are you?
We're probably all gonna die.
We may be older, but we still have plenty of life to live.
Who's ready to play the game?
Winners only.
Hi, guys. Nice to see you.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course. Thank you guys for wanting to chat.
You look very comfortable where you are right now.
Yes. The Austin Motel.
That's awesome.
Can't be more glamorous.
Oh, that's so great. So you're in town for Fantastic Fest.
Yeah. I'm so excited to be here.
I know. I'm super bummed that we can't see it. That Fantastic Fest is going to love Bingo Hell.
It's the perfect movie for Fantastic Fest.
You know, I'm so excited you guys say that because I definitely was like, this is either the perfect audience or very much not the right audience. But I think they're the ones to be like really into the weirdness, right? So.
Oh, yeah. No, you definitely want like a rocking crowd, and it's a rocking movie. So like it's a match made in Bingo Hell.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved with this. When did you first get brought into Bingo Hell?
I was very fortunate to already have that working relationship with Blumhouse through my feature debut, Culture Shock. That they were like, so what you got next? I'm like, oh, you want more? Okay, let me think. And it just so happens, luckily, around that time, I recently had a catch-up conversation with my longtime friend and co-writer of Bingo Hell. We were just catching up on the phone, and he said to me, Gigi, you know where I was last night? Where? He's like, I was at a bingo hall, and it was weird. I went because my wife's, I think, uncles and aunts were there, my wife's relatives. And little did I know that seniors are crazy. He's like, I had no idea that these people would be so competitive. I said, oh, dude, bingo is their thing. You never want to ruin it for them. And I said to him, you know, my abuela, my grandma, she plays bingo religiously with her brothers and sisters, but she plays the Mexican bingo, lotería. And from there in that conversation, basically we said, I wonder what would happen if we took bingo away from them. They would kill someone. So just that idea of having seniors kick so much ass, you know, in a horror movie was exciting. I think since like Batteries Not Included and Cocoon, I'd seen that. So I was like, listen, man, we need grumpy old men in a Rob Zombie universe. So let's do it.
That's amazing.
So we were... Yeah, no, we just send Blumhouse only a couple sentences long of what this could be, and they loved it. They were like, all right, get to work. So it was exciting.
So is your grandma just as much of a badass as Lupita is in this movie?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that character, my friends, 100% depicts my grandma. Working with Adriana Barraza, I was showing her home videos of my grandma. I was showing her pictures. I was showing her so much stuff so she can really portray her. And it's a little scary how similar they are. So she even caught on with, you know, those sounds that she makes of, yeah.
I love my grandma, that.
Like my grandma does that. So this is very much dedicated to her.
That's so great. And she's such an amazing protagonist, too, because she's such a tough cookie. And it's so wonderful because it's the entire protagonist team. They're all seniors, and we don't get that anymore at all.
No, it's true. What was exciting was that we didn't want just seniors, but we wanted their perspective as well, because they're so different than us. And in this kind of movie that's so wacky, funny, gory, you know, what better kind of charming characters that are the most stubborn? You know, you got to put the weird ones in there. I think we all know those cute older folks that are just, you got to let them through. Like, you know, you cannot mess with them at all. So it was a lot of fun. These seniors also represent community in the movie. We wanted them all of a different color, different race, background, heck, even different accents, to really show what a true community is like and true friendships. So definitely in Bingo Hell, we wanted that theme of community to be very prominent.
And so like what was casting like in terms of filling out the rest of the roles as well? Like, were you trying to make sure that everybody would get along on set? Like I think every film is kind of its own community too, right?
100%. Oh, man. You know what, guys? In the movie, most of the time, those guys weren't even acting. They were that excited. Like, they were that into their roles that they were having a blast, especially at the end when, you know, they're kicking so much butt.
Yes.
I had to call cut being like, pace yourselves. Pace yourselves. We're so excited. I've never seen old people yell, mother effer, so many back, that I was like, just let them have fun. Maybe they have years of stress that they're letting out on set. And it really wasn't hard. They all got along so well. All of them became their own little bubble of friends. that they were looking out for each other all the time. And even going back to their auditions, you could just tell that they wanted to do this really bad. And it shows. So I feel very fortunate.
That's so great. Yeah, the audition, you're probably like, so you're going to be drop kicking a guy. There's a lot of green goo. It's going to be great fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, crazy. You know, the actor Grover Coulson, who plays Clarence, the auto shop owner, day one, it was his scenes. And he says to me, oh, ma'am. It's like, what's up, Grover? What's up? He's like, I've never had fake blood on me ever. I've never seen it. I don't know what I'm doing. And now we're about to make up years of your career into one day right now.
That's crazy. I mean, like, we've seen it. And like the fact that he's doing that on day one is nuts.
It was day one. And he was having so a little too much fun that he was like, take my picture for my son. And it was a blast. Same with Adriana. She's like, Gigi, could you take a picture for my nephews and my grandchildren? I was like, these guys are crazy. They're just having a blast. So it definitely was a good time every day with them.
That's great. That gives them so much street cred too, with all their grandchildren and stuff. Yeah. Like, I died in a horror movie.
Oh, yeah. It, you know, sometimes it was a little scary seeing Adriana carry the shotgun. She was a little, many times we were always like, Adriana, point it the other direction. Don't point it over here. And she'd be like, but it's so cool. Like, she, that thing was 10 times bigger than her. So I'm telling you guys, they were a little too excited on set sometimes.
That's so great. I mean, like, for years now, we've had, you know, like, Taken and VFW, where it's like, yeah, old dudes get to be tough all the time, but, like, we don't get, old ladies being badasses.
And they are.
I'm so glad you guys enjoyed it. That's awesome.
Also, just kind of, like, I think you kind of have to be a badass just to get old. Like, life is fucking hard. And right? Like, yeah. Every old person I've ever talked to, they all have stories.
And like, they just drop these bombs like, oh yeah, I went through the depression, and you're like, and okay. Like, right. And like, it's nothing.
True. their perspective is so different than ours. And they have every right to be stubborn and cranky. So it's super cool to see them kick, you know, so much ass in a film. It's a blast.
You did such a great job with your villain, because, like, realistically, the villain is the American dream. And, like, how do you depict that, right? I think you did such a great job. And it's so weird. Was this how it always looked when you were first imagining, putting it down on paper?
Well, at first, you know, my co-writers, they were like, what do you think someone that's like a new and improved evil Willy Wonka?
Oh.
And it just made me go like, huh. But what about if Willy Wonka was mixed with Needful Things, mixed with, and it, we just kept bouncing ideas to the point where it almost felt like we needed someone that was as human and as charming and as manipulative as the best down the street car salesman. Somebody that can just easily manipulate you into doing something you really shouldn't. Because we're talking about greed. In the movie, we're talking about greed, gentrification, and a lot of things that are easy to fall into. So we wanted a creating that villain, somebody that represents the darkest side of ourselves that we're all guilty for. We all want sometimes money to solve our problems, like we all do. And I think somebody like the character of Mr. Big really shows that we can go to our darkest selves just to what we think will bring us happiness. So it's not really the devil. It's not really a demon, but it's open to everybody's interpretation of who he is. So it was fun to make him charming, make him scary. And also it's Richard Brake. Like, yeah. We needed that freaking face. You know, when he started working and he started smiling.
Oh boy.
That came later. That was a much later thing for the character. Oh, wow. It was like, we're using that smile. Like, I was like, we need that giant grin. Like, I haven't seen that since The Grinch, of somebody that's just like, you know, and so adding grossness to his teeth and everything was a great way also to show that he really is something disgusting inside. He really is somebody that the more powerful he gets, the more of his true colors you will see, just like our own selves, that we can really be the worst of ourselves sometimes when you lose control.
Yeah, this movie's dark. Like, this movie's real dark.
there's something.
It is, but it's funny. Hopefully it brings charm to you guys, but it is dark, yes.
There's such a great shot of that smile in the film when he's standing on top of, like, the marquee at the bingo hall, and you guys go up right into that smile, and you can really see the dark teeth and stuff. It's so good.
That's awesome. You know, I'll tell you guys a fun story. Richard Brake is afraid of heights. So I kept saying, "You're gonna be okay." From the very top, he was like,
"Did we get it?
Stand still, man. Stand still." He's such a champ, but he was afraid of heights, but it was so cool. He was still down to do it. It was so much fun to put him at the top of that building.
It really was like the Willy Wonka hero shot.
Yes, you got it.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm so glad you brought that up too, because like visually the editing in your movie is so fun. It breaks like all the rules of like regular filmmaking. Like you have such like hard zooms on moments that like you really want to accentuate like how silly it's being. Where does that all come from?
Oh, thank you, my friend. You know, working with Andrew, the editor, I remember he would call me as we're shooting and he would be like, "So what you're shooting is crazy." And I think that's going to allow me to go crazy in post. He was like, question mark? Andrew, you have my permission. Go nuts. And, you know, a lot of the crazy things that we talked about stayed. He brought that element of just wacky grindhouse, which you're right. It does break a lot of the rules. But I think it works with a movie like this where you're never going to meet somebody like Mr. Big. I mean, it's a bingo hall. That's already like, who the hell made a movie about a bingo game? That it's okay to be out there and wacky. You know, we wanted people to just have fun, especially with how crazy our world is today. Escapism is our best friend right now. So I'm so excited, Jonathan, that you caught on to that, because definitely we did not hold back on a lot of the editing.
Yeah, tonally, like just going off what you just said here, like it's you did something that's really hard to pull off, where like it's escapism entertainment, but it's also social commentary. Like those things very rarely go well together. So kudos to you for blending that.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I have to thank the genre. It's the place to do it where you can, like I said, you can bring these weird worlds, weird characters, but you can really make present that topic. You know, I think Jordan Peele does such a good job. That's going to make us talk about it at the end. So why not talk about gentrification, huh? Make a movie about it.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts because, yeah, like, horror is always the place where you can talk about that stuff. And, like, there's been a pretty big through line throughout most American horror of, the last 50 years that, like, what we're really scared of is America. Like, there's, yeah. Like, there's no escaping it. It's nuts.
Agreed. But horror movies have had social commentary since the 70s. I mean, a lot of people don't realize even like Texas Chainsaw had a lot to say, right? So It's been around for a long time, but we're finally recognizing.
Yeah. Yeah. And the sound design of your movie is super gross. Let's talk about that for a minute.
I love grossing people out. Every film I gross people out, usually with food or things like that. I was like, okay, I've done this enough. I got to do something else. I know, let's bring slime.
Yeah.
Everyone loves slime.
I love the slime.
Love slime. I mean, I was that weird kid that wanted to be in the Nickelodeon show and wanted to be covered in slime. That was me. I wanted to be covered in green slime. So having it on set was super fun. But the sound design team, you know, they said to me, Gigi, this project is so weird. It gets me excited every morning to come to work. Because I can tell my wife how weird the things I am working on are. And it was so cool. They made things really gross. You're right. So whatever I can do to continue to terrify my mom, I will continue to do so.
It is great to use slime, though, like hand in hand with money. Because as you were saying earlier, yes. Mr. Big isn't, like, he's visually the villain, but money is the real villain here. And seeing the slime oozing out of the briefcase and stuff, like, it really nails it home that money is the issue.
Exactly. I'm so stoked you caught on that. You know, even though I just said I wanted slime because it's gross, which is true, but I also found that it was a perfect, perfect, perfect metaphor, and a visual metaphor that money isn't real. That money isn't the solution to your problems. Money is nothing but a gross solution to your problems. And I wanted that feeling of that money isn't real. And yeah, slime was definitely the answer to that.
I've been thinking about that a lot. I've had a lot of time over the last year at home to think about things. And yeah, it's like, oh, like, what's the problem with this? And what's the problem with that? And, like, I can come up with solutions for it. But it seems like the only answer to, like, make the world a better place is for all of us to just unanimously give up on the idea of money. But, like, I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
It's true, though. And I think we're all guilty of that, right? At some point in time, we all think this is what's going to save everything. But, yes. Well, it just got dark in my head. I'm like, wow, yeah. I have been thinking a lot too in the past year. It hasn't just been you. A lot of acting, definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, like, if you're at home for a year with nothing to do, I'm sure you were busy. Don't get me wrong. But, like, what kind of movies do you watch? What are the movies that inspire you either for Bingo Hell or just in general?
I was so excited while making Bingo Hell, revisiting old school movies. Like, I'm talking like old school movies. You know, I hadn't seen Frighteners in a long time.
Oh, that one's so fun.
You know, any of the older Peter Jackson movies, I was like, these are wacky. These are so weird. And they're so much fun. And I think older genre films, even movies like Gremlins or The Goonies, they had really charming characters that would lead the show, really charming, rounded friendships and relationships that I wanted that feeling, that almost that Amblin-esque feeling to a movie while making Bingo Hell. So definitely the past year was revisiting a lot of older films, and rewatching Batteries Not Included was a blast. I was like, okay, we're making a movie like this. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to add that one to our watch list. We haven't seen that one yet. But I always...
Oh, you haven't?
No. What's it about? Because people recommend it all the time, but I know nothing about it.
Yeah, well, old people, just kidding. These seniors, basically, in this building, I don't want to ruin it, but these seniors have to save each other in this building from these alien robots. I can't tell you too
much.
Okay,
that's all. We're sold. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm like, oh gosh, I could get more into it. but that's as far as I'll go. Sci-fi, old people, building, genre.
That sounds now like I'll stop. Senior citizen chopping mall, and I'm like, so sold.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's perfect. There you go. That is perfect. Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Yeah.
But so, during the pandemic, you know, it also allowed me to, because I still live at home. I'm Mexican. You know, I'm going to stay with my parents until I'm married. It's just what's going to happen. And, you know, it gets a little intense during the pandemic that you're living all together. And all of us are very loud, very Latino. So, you know, having the opportunity to watch the TV was impossible. So we had to take turns. Best thing to do when every time it was my turn, I would pick a terrifying horror movie and I would always tweet their reaction videos because they had to sit and watch.
Yeah.
That was the rule. If it's not your turn, you have to sit and watch until it's your turn the next day. So I was picking movies like Old Boy and The Descent and like all these movies that I knew was going to just mortify them. And yeah, their reaction videos are the best. So that's another little thing I did during the pandemic.
That's so amazing. I'm going to go on Twitter and check those out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should. You should.
What else are you working on right now? Is there anything else in the pipeline that people can look forward to?
Well, I can't say yet.
Of course.
But I can say, you know, I'm definitely Blumhouse and I will continue to work together. We have some scripts we're working on that are crazy. And if this one goes through, my friends, just think it's like the Mexican The Raid. A lot of gore.
Yeah.
A lot of just, oh my God, it just doesn't stop. And I've been itching to just go full Gigi on something where the blood and the gore is, blah, you know, out there. I feel like I've held back. So if this can go through, I'm excited. And hopefully, you know, one day a theatrical film. And I will continue to work really hard towards that goal.
Yeah, yeah. Fingers crossed you can get that one out. Because it's like you've been ramping up to it. Like, you know, like Culture Shock it's not as gory as Bingo Hell is. And like, I can't wait to see what the next step is. Because like you do go all out a few times in this movie.
Yes, just a few times. Like hopefully the next one's there is not a single issue to go there.
And I'm assuming.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I got to assume you're also just, you know, just based on what I've seen, like you're much more focused on practical over CGI as well.
Oh, 100%. You got to go Sam Raimi on all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tons of fun. You know, the goriest thing I've ever worked on is still my short film, El Gigante, which was on Shudder. And that short is so disgusting and it's so out there. Hopefully, you know, the dream is to make that short into a feature one day.
Oh, that'd be cool.
We need that Mexican villain to fight Michael Myers and Freddy.
Yes.
We need that crazy, crazy cannibal luchador villain. But I will continue to work on that. I will continue to hopefully, you know, find the right home for such a gory story like that.
Well, you snuck the poster in the movie too, right? So like you're keeping the dream alive.
You saw it.
I did.
You're the best.
We saw you too. You were a hipster girl getting a coffee in that movie.
That's right. You guys are my favorite.
We're real horror fans.
Yeah, I love that. Well, there was also another cameo in there.
Oh.
Did you guys catch my dad?
No.
No, that's so cool. Who's your dad?
So my dad, his face was all over the real estate signs. That was him.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I can't wait for him to see, to be like, yo, that's me selling all the houses. Because he's a real estate agent. And during the movie, I said, hey, Dad, do you mind sending me your real estate headshot? Sure. Why? I'm like, don't worry about it. So that's his face on all the real estate photos. That's him.
That's amazing. What an honor as a dad.
Right? So I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah, no,
but not only that, you know, the next thing I'm excited, I do a lot of voiceover for cartoons.
Yeah.
So there are a few animated shows my mom's going to be proud of. She'll watch that coming out next year that I can announce.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
Oh, no problem. It's been great talking with you. And we like to ask everybody that we sit down with, like, what your dream double feature would be at the drive-in. If you could play any two movies, what would you play? And take your time.
That is a great question. I'm actually going to tell you a double feature that is so random that I did accidentally. Okay. And it worked really well. And it has nothing to do with anything. this should be tried at the drive-in. So I watched the French horror movie Martyrs. Boy, did that destroy my soul.
Yeah.
I felt dead inside. It was very good. And I was like, well, I feel nothing. I feel absolutely nothing. And I needed something so badly in that second to watch, because I could have gone on with my day or my evening, but I felt soulless. But I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to watch Gremlins 2.
Gremlins 2.
So I put on Gremlins 2, and it worked so well because I found it even funnier because I was so sad inside about life because of that movie. That Gremlins 2 just brought all the happiness I was looking for. And so I know it's not a great combination, but I did that. I did that double feature at home and it worked really well. So I'm going to share that with you guys.
That's amazing. We call that pairing the palate cleanser.
Yes, very much. It's like when you have sushi and they give you extra ginger. You know? Yeah. Exactly. Oh my God, you guys are hilarious. Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome.
I think that's definitely one of the best answers we've had.
Well, oh my God. Okay, good.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you guys so much. I love the background.
Oh, thank you. And congratulations on the premiere at Fantastic Fest. The audience is going to go wild.
Oh, thank you. I'm just so stoked you guys enjoyed the movie. I really appreciate it.
Such a blast.
Bingo Hell hits Amazon Prime Video this Friday, October 1st, as part of the Welcome to the Blumhouse double feature event. Let us know what you thought of Bingo Hell and Black as Night, the other film in the Welcome to the Blumhouse double feature, over on Twitter at NOFS Podcast, in the Nightmare on Film Street Discord at nofspodcast.com/discord. But that's it for us this week. We'll be talking with Axel Carolyn, director of The Manor, another film in the Welcome to the Blumhouse double feature event next week on the podcast. So stay tuned for that. Subscribe so you don't miss it. Please leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps the show grow. It's a simple, free, easy way to support Nightmare on Film Street. You can also join the Fiend Club at nofspodcast.com/fiendclub for Fiend Club exclusive perks like watch parties, temporary tattoos, sticker packs, a membership card. You get your own private channel in the Nightmare on Film Street Discord to chat with us and your fellow fiends. But as always, you can support the show for free simply by tweeting about it or recommending it to a friend. But that's it for us this week. Until next time, stay creepy.
It appears you made it out alive, but we'll get you next time. Help us to grow the horde. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you subscribe. More terror can be found lurking on our website, nofspodcast.com. Until next time, stay creepy, fiends.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.